Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's dive in and take a look at what happened with crop prices this week.
Well, with corn and beans and cotton, not much. But if you look at wheat, we were last week about $9.50. We went down to $9.25. And then on Monday, we went up 55 cents and then came back down 33 on Tuesday. So big impact on wheat prices and some movement there. You look at corn, oh, this time last week, $7.54. Went down to 746, back up to 760. So I think corn's got a sideways movement going on here. Soybeans last week, 1324, 1346 this week, a narrow range of just wallowing around for the soybeans. Cotton was down at 83 last week, went up to 88, back down to 86 or 87. So it's just short, small movements there, but some activity in wheat.
What do you think's behind the volatility with the wheat prices?
I think it's the Ukraine-Russian war. You look at what's going on over there, Ukraine and Russia are both important to the world's economy, especially Russia. In the area over there, Russia invaded Ukraine, took some eastern section on around to the southeastern part of it. What they accomplished there is they've got port facilities and they can, to a certain degree, control the exports out of Ukraine and out of Russia. So as the Ukraine came in, they blew up a bridge this weekend. Russia retaliated. The world says they're going to cut off exports, and they're big exporters of wheat, small exporters of corn, and that impacted our price. As things settled down a little bit, our wheat price came back down.
So how important is that conquered Ukrainian territory to Ukraine?
Well, you look at the crop production in Ukraine. This is rich agricultural soil. This is an industrialized agricultural section of Ukraine. You're talking about 5 million metric ton of crops coming out of that and going into export. Plus, you've got those export facilities along that Sea of Azov. Coming out there, and Russia wants those export facilities and can control them. Right now, all Ukraine's got is one export facility in the Black Sea, but the export facilities in Azov, they're not available anymore. Russia wants to control those, and when they control those, they control a good part of Ukraine's agriculture.
In other news, the WASDE was also released this week. What is it looking like?
I tell you, I have never seen the WASDE report match the expectations so perfectly. I mean, there were just essentially no difference, you know, minor differences, but no difference between expectations and what USDA came out. And so impact on prices, nada, nothing.
Okay, let's also wrap things up with the market factor that you think has had the biggest impact on prices right now.
Look at Russia, Ukraine. I think that's the biggest impact right there, because they're not only impacting our grain prices, wheat prices, but look at the fertilizers and the oil and the gas that comes out of Russia. That's important to the world economy. And if something happens to that, it's going to worsen already weak economies. And so I think for agriculture, cost of inputs, and our price of our outputs, it's the Ukraine-Russian war.
And no doubt you're talking about some of these same topics at the economic conference today.
I'm planning on it.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.